Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
In the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, we find the account of Jesus once again teaching to the multitudes. Jesus sent the disciples on ahead and told them he would join them later, and Jesus went up into the mountain to pray. The disciples were crossing the sea, and the Bible tells us that it was in the midst of the sea, probably about 3 or 4 miles out, and that it was the fourth watch of the night. And we also read that a great storm had come up, and that the wind and the waves were very contrary. Now, here's what we know. The disciples were in a boat. There was a storm, and they were 3 or 4 miles from land, and it's about the fourth watch or the darkest times of the night. There was no way they could see because of the distance from shore. There's no moonlight or stars because of the storm, and it's a dark and scary place to be. But in spite of the circumstances, we find Jesus comes walking on the water, and he sees the fear in the disciples, and he hears their cries. Now, how could anyone see in these dark and dreary conditions? Jesus did. And he heard their cries, and he saw their needs, and he spoke to them in their time of despair. You see, the love of Christ knows no boundaries. Not even the darkness of night or the distance or the loudness of a storm can separate us from God. Romans 8:38 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."